Hey everyone, it's Paul Castain from YourSalesPlaybook.com with a really timely message. I mean, here it is. It's month end. We're well into that month end sprint. We're trying to get every last bit of business in the bank. And I'm sure you'd really appreciate the sentiment that sometimes, man, there's a little bit of pressure in that 11th hour. And my question that I always like to say to people, and it sounds salesy, so forgive me, but it's from the heart. I mean, wouldn't you like to get a few more deals across the finish line? Especially when you multiply just a few more this month, few more next month, and just like take it throughout the entire year. That could make an incredible difference. But bringing it back to this month, I'm sure you'd agree. I mean, wouldn't it be nice right now if you had a little less pressure and maybe you had an extra deal or two in the bank? So here's the deal and why this is kind of a timely message. Not only because it's month end, but because the deadline is here if you want to join us for our Closers Academy program. It's going to be two sessions starting tomorrow, June 1st at 11:30 a.m. Eastern Time. And then the final session is the following Friday, June 8th at 11:30 a.m. Eastern Time. Now, right about now, you might be saying, Castain, come on, man. It's like month end, man. I got other stuff to do. I can't make it, man. I got a thing. I want you to sign up anyway, not because like I want you to donate to the Uncle Paul Foundation over here, but because you can either join us live for the sessions, or you can certainly like just view the webinar replay and join us at a more convenient day and time. You can do both, but either way, you can go at your own pace. So here's what I have in store for you, just so you know. In session one, we're going to be talking about, obviously, how to get those deals across the finish line a little bit faster, but we're going to talk about a really cool way to begin your like hunting, because you want to start with people, you ready for this? Like, feel free to say duh, who have a higher probability of buying from you. Wouldn't that be nice? And like less of a probability of just like flaking out on you and going silent and ghosting you and that whole thing. So we're going to start there. Then we're going to talk about a pre-appointment packet that is absolutely non-negotiable. You have to send it. It will make a huge difference for you. I have a template for you to use in your meetings that will allow you to take immediate control without being controlling or manipulative. We're going to talk about 12 tactics to safeguard your deals from things like people going silent and competitors and like, you know, things with pricing and all that. We're going to talk about 5 types of questions that you absolutely must have. And no, I am not going to be regurgitating that. You need to like look for the pain and see, you like my imitation there? You got to look for the pain and, you know, like ask open-ended questions and close probes. We're not doing any of that kind of nonsense. Also, how to disqualify your competitors without bad-mouthing them. I guarantee you, you've been on the receiving end of that, where all of a sudden, you're playing to the rules of engagement that your competitor set. And, you know, like, wouldn't it be nice if you knew how to do that and had your competitors playing, like, more of a defensive game? So we'll certainly address that. In session 2 on June 8th, we're going to talk about the one question that you absolutely have to ask before presenting your ideas and your solutions. 3 things to include in your proposal that I will tell you your competitors absolutely won't do it. And this will, you know, it's little differences in sales that when you add them up make a huge difference and could probably tilt things into like in your favor. We're going to address how you can keep the discussion going prematurely to price. How to ask for the business without getting salesy or like, you know, sounding like some 1970s like power closer. How to negotiate like a pro. What to do when people like actually say thanks but no thanks. How to get that second chance. And then a communication plan that respects something that's so, so critical. The time between meetings, because that is when you are most vulnerable. If you'd like to learn more, If you visit yoursalesplaybook.com/closemore, yoursalesplaybook.com/closemore, you need to do it like now, unfortunately. Sorry for the pressure, but we're about to end enrollment, so you're going to need to visit yoursalesplaybook.com/closemore. One final thing I want to throw at you. This one, like, you have to move very quickly. I offered something the other day on my website. I want you to be aware of it. If you want to enroll your entire sales team in this program, all you do is pay for 5 and you can put the entire sales team in. So again, if you have 15 people, you're only going to pay for 5. If you have 500 people, you're only going to pay for 5. And I'm throwing in a free 30-minute call with your sales team. We could talk about whatever you want, whether it be course related or maybe you guys have some other challenges, you want to have some live Q&A, but I'll be there for you guys. If you want to take advantage of that, again, super tight deadline, it has to happen like today, email me directly, paul@yoursalesplaybook.com, paul@yoursalesplaybook.com, but whether you enroll individually by visiting yoursalesplaybook.com/closemore, or your entire team joins us by emailing me, paul@yoursalesplaybook.com. I look forward to learning with you guys starting tomorrow. Talk to you guys soon.